Jon Stewart is back at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
Hello there, friend. How are you? Welcome to the You Up podcast. It's Nikki. How you doing? Happy Memorial Day. It's the day after Memorial Day. It is Memorial Day in my world. When you're listening to this, it's the day after. I record a day early. It's just for the best. How was your Memorial Day weekend? I wonder. I hope it was really good. Like, I truly mean that when I say that. I hope it was relaxing and there was some kind of, I hope you thought about fallen veterans. I hope you gave one pause of a thought to it. I did that today. Because sometimes that's all you can do. We're all going through a lot. But just give a thought to those who fought for this country. I mean, like Jeffrey Ross, that's what he calls himself on Instagram. Jeff Ross just posted, thinking of those who are braver than I am. And I was like, yeah, that's so true. Like, that's really what it's about. What it is about. Because, God, that war is so scary. The scariest thing, like, that's all I think about whenever I start to get bummed out about the quarantine. I'm like, at least we're not in war yet. So yeah, I watched, there was some, they were talking about the Memorial Day service that they throw. They're whipping it together. Yeah, they call up some party planners to throw the memorial service every year at Arlington National Cemetery. And they put up streamers. No, they get a keg. They were spinning it though on the radio or on the radio on the TV today. The TV that all of our parents have in their kitchen. That TV, yeah. So that TV was on because it's always on. It was on MSNBC or something like that. At least my parents don't watch Fox News anymore. Ironically, it really was just stirring them up into a frenzy where they hate all day. So I made them stop listening to Fox News, but. They were talking about Arlington National Cemetery and how it's like usually throngs of people out there today, along with families of veterans and soldiers and different, you know, people that are there because they lost someone or because they are lost themselves. I don't know. And usually there's throngs of people and they're like, this year though, those people have the cemetery to themselves because it's blocked off to the public. So they were like spinning it like it's a good thing they get to be alone. I get that, but I don't know. There is something also about the tradition of it and how that's totally thrown off. Because you heard, and it's like they've been doing this every Memorial Day for so maybe like, I'm just going to guess 100 years, but I also have the 30% exaggeration tendency that my dad does. So it might be 70 years on that, or it might be 130 years. We're going to go in either direction on that one as well. But, you know, Trump didn't give a speech or anything, which is so weird. Honestly, I was just like, okay, yeah, even if I were Trump, I'd be like, oh, I don't have anything to, like, he probably didn't, like, write a speech, and he's like, well, he never writes his speeches, I'm guessing, and he goes off book a lot, but, like, even if, let's talk about Obama, the night before speech, like, oh, shit, I gotta write a speech for tomorrow, like, I got this, like, it's Memorial Day, you've done it 4 years in a row, there'd be some part of you that's just like, can I just copy and paste last year's thing, like, has anything changed about my thoughts about the troops? So you could kind of like, he could have, what I'm saying is I think Trump could have said fucking something. To the best of my knowledge, I don't think he gave a speech, but I could be wrong. But I think it was like no one spoke. And it's like, okay, so just a bunch of people showed up and like stared at each other and just like wept. That just seems weird to me. But guess what? Everything's fucking weird. I've been up for a while today. I've worked. It has not felt like a holiday at all this weekend. Not one second of there were a couple seconds. I went to that party yesterday, but then, you know, my sister was over and the power went out. You guys heard that. We had a good conversation. She had to leave before we could get her back on. So I apologize. We didn't get to finish that up, but she's going to be on very soon. She was very excited about her first podcast appearance. And I was like, you've called in before. She was like, I've never been in person. So I went to that barbecue and that was kind of relaxing and Max and all cool and all shooting some people. No, we didn't do that. Starting to sing the Fresh Prince song. But That felt like a chore, not going to lie. Sorry if anyone from the party is listening. Going to that party was not my idea of like taking it easy, even though it was fun. And it did have food there and it did have beer. is still a little bit of a chore. Would have rather been doing work, to be honest. Just kidding. Actually, no. Work is my comfort zone, and I'm not kidding. I would rather be working than literally anything social ever. Except, no, that's not true. Meals with really good friends where you can just be like completely honest, that's probably on the top of my list. However, today was no break. I woke up. I had to turn in a script by 10 a.m. I woke up and I went and had breakfast. I didn't get to meditate because I just wanted to jump right into it. I did get to meditate later. We'll get into that. But I sat at breakfast with my dad and he is talking to me, reading the New York Times and sharing different quotes with me. And I told him, Dad, I'm sitting down. I just like want to be not in your office where it's stuffy because we don't have AC going on. So can I just do my work? I have to prepare for today, but like, and eat my cereal, my oatmeal. Can you just not talk to me though? I'm sorry to be rude, but like, just don't talk to me. It's like classic what I would say to someone at Starbucks, you know, that I'm sharing a table with. I'm just kidding. I wouldn't say that to them because that's the vibe. Yes, we're sharing a table. It's nice to have you there to keep me accountable. It's kind of like Focusmate.com. They're not a sponsor, but they should be because I'm obsessed with Focusmate. But that's the joy of it, is that I'm not alone in the office. If I'm alone in the office, there's no like, I'm a performer. There's always like a performative quality about whatever I'm doing. And if you give me the chance to be performative, I'm going to excel more than if I were just left alone. It's just the way it is for me. So I was like, Dad, can I just sit here and be social, but like actually don't talk to me at all? And he was like, got it. And he's very understanding. But then he talked to me maybe 20 seconds later. And I was like, I'm sorry, Dad. I can't, like, I put on my noise canceling phones, not headphones, phones. And no one calls them phones. I don't know why I just skipped the head part. I'm going to call them heads. So slap those babies on, put on the noise cancellation. He's still talking to me. And then I had to go do a writing session. Then I had to, then I went for a run. That's what I did after that. Cause I had a little bit of time. Now there was something even after that. I got done with breakfast. Oh, I had to write that script. I sent in the script, went for a run, talked to Anya on the phone for 10 minutes, which was a fucking gift. I loved catching up with friends. Had to get dressed, had to shower and look hot. Not hot, but like presentable because I was on one of my favorite podcasts, Never Not Funny, today. One of my favorite podcasts. I used to listen to it back in the day. I mean, they were the original comedy podcast. I was a fan back in 2007, 2008. Jimmy Pardo is the host. Matt Belknap is the co-host. It's just so funny. It's exactly what the title says, Never Not Funny. Really, I recommend listening to it. You can jump in. They're just like, it's just so fun. So I went from being a huge fan of that show to finally being asked to be on it in like the natural way. I always was scared of Jimmy Pardo because I was on Last Comic Standing the same year that he was. We were both at the, we auditioned in Chicago the very beginning of the show, first episode auditions where it's like open call. And we both made it to the night portion of the show. However, I did not deserve to be on the night portion of the show at all. Cause I had only been doing comedy for like a year and Jimmy Pardo had been doing it for a he was one of the best, still is. I really attribute the way Jimmy Pardo talks and the way he thinks and the way he comedically, his broadcasting skills. I probably, if you like me, you're going to like him because I learned from him so much listening to him in his podcast because he had on all the best comedians in LA. He was the best comedian in LA. Still is just so fucking funny. And I went on there today and I think it's like my fourth time on the show, but there's always like, oh, so what I was scared of Jimmy Pardo because I beat Jimmy Pardo on Last Comic Standing season 4, which is ridiculous. Like, should not have beat him. Like, it just didn't make sense. It was so obvious to anyone watching that this show was not based on who's the actual best comedian because there's no chance, there's no way I was. And it was even I would have said that. It truly was humiliating to be, to last on that show longer than Jimmy Pardo. And there were a few other people there too that, and John Roy also got passed through that night. Shout out to John Roy and Jerry D from Canada. John Roy was a dick to me the first night because we all went out afterwards. After me, John Roy, and Jerry D made it to the finals, I was 21. No, 20. I was 20 and I was fucking psyched, but also like embarrassed. I got to be honest. I really was. No part of me was like, I'm a great comic. Like, I was like, this, I only made it because I'm cute and I'm young. That's it. And I knew that. And that's the truth. And I had promise. I mean, I wasn't not funny. I had really good jokes. If you're wondering the joke I told on the show to get through, because this is the thing about Last Comic Standing. If anyone could find this footage, I would fucking blow you. I promise you a certificate. I'll blow you someday. If you can find footage of me from Last Comic Standing season 4, 2006, I got the judges told me, I've told this on the show before, but the judges told me, no, you're good, but you're too young. I auditioned. I did like 2 minutes of material. You're good, but you're just a little too young. How long you been doing it? I said, 2 years. They're like, yeah, it's too young. And I was like, okay. They're like, thanks for coming in. And then I hung up the mic and I walked off stage. And then I heard one of the judges whisper to the other judge, I really liked her. And the other one goes, I mean, I could be convinced. So I ran back up on stage and I grabbed the microphone and I was like, can I do another joke? And I was like, the coolest thing you've ever heard. Like, so cool. I even watched it later on being like, who is that? Don't recognize a person at all, guys. That like, I don't know. People say I'm confident and then I see it. I go, okay, that is confident, but I don't relate to that feeling. I truly don't. I don't know who that was. But they go, yeah, do another joke. So the joke I told, it didn't air this way, but I remember the joke I told was, what was it? I recently dated a black guy, which, you know, is irrelevant. I would have, nowadays, there would have been a joke about dating a black guy, which this was on the tail end of a joke about dating a black guy. Because I said I dated a guy because he had, I looked at his hands and you could tell the size of his, because his hands were so black. And then I said, I dated a black guy. And I was like, we had a really bad breakup though. He actually hit me. It wasn't his fault. I just didn't understand his complicated handshake. And so that's the joke that they were like, we'll see you tonight. And I was like, I'm going to the finals. And it was really the semifinals. But so I progressed that night. That's where Jimmy Pardo, me, and a bunch of other comedians all went up against each other, 25 of us at Zany's in New York. And then I progressed on and Jimmy didn't, which was just ridiculous. And like I said, made it very clear that the show wasn't about being the best at comedy, which I get it now. If I was making the show, maybe I would have made similar choices, but whatever. I'm grateful for it. But anyway, I was always scared of Jimmy Pardo. I moved to LA right out of Last Comic Standing and he would be around town. I would just avoid him because I just thought he hated me. He didn't give a shit. Like he was just like hated the show because what a waste of his time and talent. But then it turns out he's amazing and I became a huge fan. And then I was just like insanely nervous around him for years. And then he eventually asked me on the show. And so I'm on Never Not Funny. And dude, it's so funny. We had this, I'd listened to one of their recent podcasts just to have a refresher. And it reminded me of loving that show back in 2007 so much. I mean, and I went through a lot with them on that show. One of the sound engineer or the guy that used to do the video for them when I listened back in 2007 was Jimmy's brother-in-law, Andrew Koenig, who played Boner on Growing Pains, who actually tragically died while I was a fan of the show. He went from being like on the show every day to like, it was like one of the biggest losses of my life. I have to say, and I know, and that just speaks to the fact that I haven't suffered a lot of great loss, but that would be up there. And I got almost emotional today listening to the show. Cause I was like, wow, I don't know if you've ever lost a podcast friend, like someone that you listen to on a podcast, like died. That's gotta be a thing. It happened to me. And, it was Never Not Funny. And boy, does that show have a lot of heart and just like, I just love it. So I recommend it. They don't need me to do this for them. But my episode was so funny because we just kept talking about The Last Dance and how, which you guys know, if you aren't watching that by now, like what, how can you even enjoy this podcast? This podcast has turned into a Last Dance recap, which I'm going to do. I want to have my mom on. She was making dinner and I told her that I'd go get her in 10 minutes. But my mom and I, we need to discuss Last Dance. We watched another episode last night. I'm not sure she's going to remember too many details because she had a half of some cookie and a little bit of, she was having a good time last night when we were watching. So I'm excited to get into that with her. And so I'm going to go get her so we can talk some Last Dance here on the pod. Okay. I'm going to give you this microphone. Sweet.
Great.
All right.
I'm glad I'm not being seen, right?
No, this you're not being seen. Okay, no, perfect. No one's seeing you. Oh, this is just audio.
God, Nikki.
Yeah, welcome to the show, Mom. You've been here before.
Yeah.
This is I do a daily. I don't know if you even know what's going on with my career right now, but I do a daily podcast.
You're kidding. Every day you do this?
Did you not know that?
I did know that.
Oh, you did. Okay.
You told me I'm not allowed to listen to it.
Oh, yeah, I did tell you that. Yeah, and have you been heeding that?
Yes.
Thanks.
You tell me something, I do it.
I know
for a
you're
reason.
Really good about that. You never read my diary
never,
as a kid.
Never.
I'm almost insulted.
No.
Did you just not think it would be
I
good?
Love you. And
no, that was really nice.
I knew every parent has read their kid's diary.
I know, it's so shitty.
It's so shitty. I would never do that to
Marion, come in. Come on, you can do it. No, she can do it. She's gonna push through. Come on, Marion. I'm trying to Phil Jackson her. I want to believe in her so she believes in herself.
She can't.
Yeah, she is. She can scratch
it. There's things on the door handle.
She's a little Pippin. Oh, hello, Pippin.
There's Pippi.
I want to name
Longstocking.
Her after Scottie Pippin. No, I feel free to leave things around here and like notebooks and stuff, and you won't look and pry and do
Never
stuff that
have.
You're not supposed to. It's so nice of you.
I know. I think so too.
Yeah, I don't do that to you either. Like sometimes there, like you, I go downstairs to look and steal a sports bra or something from you.
Yeah.
And I have no desire to find anything you're hiding.
I have nothing to hide.
Yeah, I don't think you do.
I really
That's
don't.
Really nice to know.
But, so don't bother.
Yeah, that's a good
can
point.
I just warn you? Just don't bother.
But I truly do feel that way about this podcast in the sense that I just say things on here that even my closest friends, I don't want them listening to it. Like I don't want, just
well,
because
most of them are on this.
I know that's true, but like the stuff that, because I do a solo, I just talk to myself.
Right.
And it becomes like very stream of consciousness and stuff comes out that you don't even plan on coming out. And you just mm-hmm. are like, it's just embarrassing. Like I just had this guy that I like have a DM relationship with was like, oh, like responded to one of my things about the podcast and was like, you're really good at these are really good. And I was just like, oh, you're listening. Yeah.
Oh.
It felt like, oh, you know too much.
Who's allowed to listen?
anyone who's listening right now has permission to listen.
Okay.
So the because people
your
are listening.
Sister right listen?
Lauren could listen, but I also don't want people to feel like they, I feel like you guys aren't listening out of entertainment. You're listening out of curiosity, and that would bug me.
No.
But if you are truly entertained by me, then go ahead. But I just think it's more about like, what's she saying about us? And I don't like that.
Well, you do talk about us, so I'd prefer not to hear it. To
yeah, I think that's best.
I don't even eavesdrop when you're in here working. I don't even like stand outside the door to listen, well, which could be really.
Yeah, that would be so weird of you to do. You did that when I was on Conan, though.
Well, I had to.
Yeah. No, I was appreciative that you did that because I was spiraling after Conan and you were like, I heard through the door. It sounded great. And I was like, what did I say?
Did. No, it's you. Oh my God. You were so good. No, you mentioned me saying my mom feels like she might've given you the coronavirus.
Oh yeah. I told him that.
And I was like, they didn't even play that, which I was bummed out.
You got mentioned, but you were scared that you gave Conan
I was
the coronavirus.
So
the Conan virus.
Conan.
Yeah. Virus. Conan 19.
The Conan.
You were scared that you gave it to him because we're with Conan the day before things started shutting down and you hugged him
twice.
And it was the last person Dad shook hands with.
Yeah. So we both had some worries.
And the problem is that Dad was so excited to meet Conan that he said after he shook his hand, wow, I'm never going to wash my hand again. And that was just bad timing to meet your hero.
Right. I didn't really know.
You know that old joke of like when you meet someone and you're like, I'm never washing my hand again.
Of course, yeah.
That's the joke I was making. That would be like me when I saw the Counting Crows and I touched Adam Duritz's head and I was like, I'm never going to wash my hand again. Cause
I kind of remember that.
I was obsessed.
Didn't he throw something? Didn't you have, whose towel was that you had?
Oh, that was Howie Day's sweat rag.
Okay.
On the way down. No, that's Ryan Cabrera.
I don't know who that is.
Howie Day. Yeah. He never
From
really
Green
did
Day?
Much. No. Yeah, Howie Day.
That's how dumb I am.
From Green Day. No, I mean, you're not so, I mean, you're off, but.
Just off.
No, Howie Day, we were just obsessed with him back in the day. back in the Howie.
I don't even think I've ever heard that name.
No, you shouldn't have. There's one song that he does.
That's how much I don't listen to what you're doing.
No, Howie Day, you would if you knew who Howie Day was, I would be so shocked. And even if the listener knows who he is, I would be shocked. But we saw him at Mississippi Nights, and me, Kirsten, Holla, Huffy. We would all like go down to the Mississippi Nights. I mean, that was the best time of my life, was just going to concerts and getting to touch men that I was so in love with Howie Day, in love with John Mayer. We stole Howie Day's sweat rag. We drank John Mayer's backwash, and we, and you were just like me. I mean, you told me the other night that you tell your James Taylor story.
Mm, I don't know if I should.
Why? Because you smoked pot with James Taylor. Is he going to get in trouble for smoking pot back in 1970?
Well, I was underage, so yeah, he could have.
Well, no, the statutory. Yeah, statutory of limitations has run up on that thing. So I don't think he could be, you didn't do anything wrong. He didn't do anything wrong.
No, actually, I was 16 years old, and James Taylor, I'll just tell the story.
Yeah.
James Taylor came to Cincinnati, and we saw him at Music Hall. And there was a groupie guy who was a friend of my brother's, Howard Siegel is his name. I'm sure he's still around. But anyway, he knew where every rock star was. He always had pictures with, you know, all the rock stars.
Yes.
He was a big groupie. Anyway, I said, Howard, where's James Taylor staying? And he's like, oh, over at the Holiday Inn over in. So I was with my girlfriends and my brother, and we all went together. I was 16. They were 17. And we went over to the Holiday Inn after the show. And I just went up to the desk and I said, what room is James Taylor staying in? The girl's so dumb. She's like, room 712 or something. Yeah. So we went straight up and we're just walking.
His door was open, right?
Door was open. Here he is taking a sweater off. So he's bare chested.
What? Really?
Yeah.
He wasn't wearing an undershirt?
No undershirt. No, he just had a shirt on.
He had something
on. It looked like a sweater he's taking. So it was in 75.
1975. Yeah, yeah. You're 16.
So anyway, I look in and I said, James, isn't there a party for you? And he goes, well, there is now. So he said, come on in.
What a great line. Well, there is now.
There is now. So we went in and my brother had always had pot. And so he pulled out a joint.
Still does.
Pulled out a joint and said, you want to smoke? And he said, sure. So we all smoked a joint. And
then his wife called.
Then the phone rang in the room, and it was Carly. And I could tell, because he's like, no, I'm not doing anything. Carly, don't. You know, it's like, oh, shit, Carly's on the phone.
And so you're like, we got to go.
We got to go. This is too weird. And my brother's kicking me and going, shut the hell up.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so I said, no, we're leaving right now. So we get up. I'm like, well, we're leaving, thanks. And, you know, and he's like going, well, hold on. And then the manager comes in and he's like, what are you people doing up here?
Yeah.
And so anyway, we all went down towards the bar. We couldn't have gotten served, so we didn't even get drinks. So we left. But he said, come on down to the bar with us.
That's when you lost him. You had to stay in that hotel room.
Then I had to go home, and I got grounded.
Your sister was so mad at you. She cried because she was older than you, and she
was in love with James Taylor.
In love with James Taylor. I mean, if this, I've run this through my head. If Lauren back in high school would have gotten to meet Dave Matthews.
Yeah, you would have been upset.
I would have. I mean, I would hate her the rest of my life.
She was really mad.
She wouldn't have been on the podcast yesterday.
She was pretty upset.
Oh, I bet. I bet she's still harboring some upsetness over that. Man, I would be so mad.
I've met James Taylor so many times.
Really? Oh, yeah. We met him together. I've met him before.
Oh, yeah. You've even met him.
Yeah, he was really nice. I want to briefly talk about The Last Dance.
Okay, fine.
Yeah. How are you feeling about it?
I love this thing.
Did you predict that you would care this much?
No, I was kind of forced into this show.
Right.
And no, it's turning out to be, I just recommended it to two other people that I thought, they're like, we don't think we're going to like
basketball. Exactly.
And I'm like, oh, you do not know.
Yeah. It's melodrama. It's so good. Yeah. Is it Michael Jordan? Did you think he was hot back in the day? I didn't pay attention to him at all. And now he is so sexy.
I've been having
like dreams about that team. Like, they're in my life now.
Yeah. You're obsessed.
I love it. I can't believe I want
you're rewatching episodes with us.
I know I watch every episode twice just so I can glean as much information as possible. But yeah,
I could rewatch this too.
Yeah, because there it's like a good book. Yeah, you do keep falling asleep.
I'm so tired anymore.
I know. I'm so tired too.
I don't know if I have it or not.
Yeah. What have what? The you cove?
I'm just so tired all the time. What makes you so tired?
Not sleeping well at night, getting good rest at night.
Maybe. And this house is so hot.
It's so hot. But the AC what is going on. What are we doing? When?
Your dad said we'd talk to you.
It's okay. I'm actually fine with it. It's kind of funny to me that it's this bad, but I can handle it. I'm fine.
You are suffering in silence.
Yeah, Lauren and I talked about it yesterday that dad does this so that we're forced to use the pool.
Yeah.
But you and I don't use a pool and we'll never use the pool. No, and it won't.
He's all about that. Go jump in the pool and cool off.
Dad's never blow dried his hair.
He doesn't have enough hair to blow dry.
Exactly. He doesn't know the pain of cooking when this is going, like the stuff that we're doing.
Being in the house is hot, you know.
And he gets to be topless. Why are we talking about that?
Yeah. No, he said we'll talk about it tonight.
We're going to have a little
powwow
meeting.
Yeah. About the AC.
Well, we got to watch episode 7 of The Last Dance.
Yeah, we should turn it on for that and celebrate.
Last night you were really into Steve Kerr.
Oh, wait, who's that?
The redheaded kind of white guy.
Oh, I was into him?
Yeah, you were like, I love this guy. This is my new,
that was a couple of glasses of wine.
You were a couple of, I preface this by being like, I don't know what she remembers of last night, but you were, I will tell you, you were very into it.
Where?
Oh, it was all about his baseball career.
Oh,
he went and played baseball and he quit.
That's right.
He quit basketball. After winning the third championship,
right.
Of his career, quits.
Didn't do so well.
Didn't do great, but like did great considering the amount of time that he spent on it.
Yeah.
Did amazingly.
Right.
And then, now we're, the show moves a lot back and forth, and we really want to know about his wife.
Well,
I mean, that's what Mom and I were Googling the other night.
She's awfully cute.
Oh yeah. He has a new wife that he met in 2006.
Yeah. That's a while ago. That's 14 years ago.
Yeah.
For God's
sake. They've been together for a while.
And they have children.
Yes. And they have children. Yeah. So she's not like a new gal.
No.
On
and
the
she looks like a fun gal from the pictures.
I want to hang out with them. I want to be friends with them so bad. I need to know Michael Jordan personally at some point. And I know everyone has that dream. And most of you listening have probably had that dream since you were 8-year-old little boys. And
think about all the people
but
that
I am
love
a new fan.
Him.
You know what I got coming to the house? I got a shirt I bought on eBay that is a like retro 1996 Bugs Bunny cartoon
with him
Jordan shirt.
Oh yeah, I remember
Dream
that.
Dream team, maybe. It's like it's such a cute shirt, and I'm shipping it to someone to tie dye it for me, and then they're gonna ship it to
me. God, you should tie dye.
I don't know. I don't want to fuck this shirt up. It's too cute, and I got it for $24. I couldn't believe with other things going on.
What's the tie dyeing costing?
The tie dye is gonna cost me $25 plus shipping
that's
and handling.
Not bad.
Yeah, no, it's worth it to me, and I get to support a small business. I'm happy
that's
to do
good.
It. Yeah,
cool. I've never heard of a business like that.
Well, they already send me stuff. The tie dye stuff in the past, free stuff, and then I started buying it because I loved it. Shout out to High Spirit Tees. I look at them up on Instagram. Thanks for joining me for this podcast.
Sure. Is that it?
Yeah, that's pretty much it. Any other thoughts on Michael Jordan? Or
no, we just got to watch it tonight and recap.
Can you believe his father?
Oh, he's something, isn't he?
No, he died.
Oh, that's right. He was, he died. How did he die?
Oh my God, we watched this last night. So funny. He was murdered.
Oh, he was
murdered. I mean, that's not funny, but yeah, he was murdered
so
and dumped in a
weird.
Creek, man. It was terrible. And then you last night were hilarious because Jordan quit after that. And you go, it was before they revealed his dad died. They were talking about Jordan quitting. Mm-hmm. And you were like, well, of course he did. Of course he did. And we were like, why of course? He's in the prime of his career. Like they hadn't shown the reasons
why he quit. I was like, of course he quit because his dad died.
No, they hadn't revealed it yet, but you were already like, of course. And we were like, no, the reason of the of course is coming.
No, I
you
just, don't even here's know that. What I remember.
What do you
I
remember?
I do remember you guys saying, you can't say of course to everything.
I gotta go, but we've banned my mom from saying of course because you'll say something or you'll be watching something and she goes, well, of course you would. And it just makes it steals any kind of awe or like
it does. I hate that. Well, a friend of mine does that.
It's one of those things that you just can't, it doesn't mean anything. Yeah.
I hate when
she
does.
You know what I liked about it last night though, is when we gave you shit for that word, you go, I know I'm trying to get it out of my vocabulary. Thank you.
I really do hate
that. I thought
that
was so cute. I wanted to commend you on
that. I don't know
why
I said it.
Instead of being like, I don't care. What I'm just saying it. Shut up. You were just like, I need to work on that. And it really like, it really stood out to
me. I'm learning from you, Nikki.
I'm learning from you. thank you for being on the podcast today. You're going to be on next week too, probably.
Cool.
I'm just going to recycle you back. The people love it. You're great. Sure. You're hilarious. Julie Glazer, thanks for joining us. And we'll see you tomorrow on the podcast. Thanks for listening, you guys. Say it with me now. Squirt, squirt. Jackpot. I'm just kidding.
Jackfruit.
Jackpot.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.